Yes, hello and welcome to another edition of All In. We are back, hopefully, bigger, better and stronger than last week. And no Lewis Willoughby this week. He's got some prior commitments, but Dean Watling joins us from deanwatling.com. Good afternoon. Monday afternoon, of course, Dino. How are you?
Good morning, Gano. Afternoon, sorry, Gano. I'm good. Big weekend of racing, plenty of good results. Lewis isn't here because apparently Robbo's throwing him in at 7 this week. So Louis at Roosters training, but we'll push on without him, Gano. How are you?
Well, if he's in at 7, I hope he's named at 7 and starts at 24. Mate, I'm really well. Really great weekend of racing. It was super. The Golden Slipper was great. Probably caught some of us by surprise, definitely me, the result, which Waterhouse Bot Horse got the job done. But they did get the job done, so full credit to them. Six of the 16 runners in the field. Super. Plenty of other interesting things coming out of the weekend. The imports or the UK European horses just dominant again. It's scary stuff, and they just continue to kick our backside. So we'll have a bit of a chat about maybe some futures markets after this, mate. But did you have a horse to follow for the punters on the weekend?
Yeah, two. Yep. It was a really good meeting. I think it's probably a meeting that we can probably follow a couple. I think the last couple of weekends have been a bit grand finalish, but this weekend, I think we can follow Sunshine in Paris. She was terrific in the Galaxy, back to that inside. I dare say she drifts to the outside. I think she wins that race. And then I thought Schwartz was really good. He gave away race fitness to Brave Mead and a couple of others, and I thought he was really good late, sort of back to those inside lanes as well. So they're the two for me. I know you had a couple too for the punters, Gano.
Yeah, just go with two from race four. The Novelist is really good, and I thought Midnight Opal was good as well. So I think you can follow both of those with some confidence wherever they go next. Righto. Let's just go straight into the Australian Cup. We'll go to Flemington. Good four. I'd say the rail will be in the true position. I'll just bring that up now. Yep, rail is in the true position. Good four. Probably going to want to be, I'd say play pretty fair. I don't think you want to be back last. You want to be midfield, running line sort of set up there. Flemington rail on the true, Dino.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think it's a very fair track. I think we play it like that until we see anything else on the day. I think that's the easiest way to play this far out.
Yep, love it. Righto. Mr. Brightside, Craig Williams, Cascadian, Benny Mellum, Vow and Declare, No Jockey, Dom Deschute, Macram, Young Werther, Pride of Jenny, Declan Bates, A Tissue, Blake Shin, and Legato Mickey D are the horses confirmed. This is, of course, courtesy of Trav Noonan's article on .com there, Likely Fields article. Full credit goes out to Trav. It's amazing work, and it's great that we're able to sort of check this off and get an indication of who's riding and which horses may be going here. Likely, remember, likely, not guaranteed. This is looking at all the markets, and you just got to be careful. However, the Australian Cup field, Mr. Brightside, 260, Pride of Jenny, 280, A Tissue, $8, Cascadian, $8, Legato, $9, Riff Rocket, $11. I'd be very, very surprised if Riff Rocket turns up there. And Vow and Declare, 15, Young Werther, 15, longer the rest, you know. The 2024 Australian Cup, how do you see it unfolding down at the Flemington?
Yep, great race. We see the rematch again of Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny. Obviously, they clashed in the All-Star Mile, and Gates probably dictated the result. I think it will be similar. There's not much between them. Pride of Jenny obviously has the tactical speed to land up in front. So does Mr. Brightside if he does draw a gate. So for me, it's not a race I want to be betting into futures markets because I think the barriers are probably going to decide it. I think the interesting horse is A Tissue. She has a terrific record down there. She's actually been back to Sydney for a tick over trial, look really good. So that's a little bit interesting. And then she goes back down to Melbourne. But this far out, I would lean the way of Pride of Jenny just with a racing pattern. I don't think it matters what gate she draws, whereas Mr. Brightside Gano probably matters for him.
Yep, fantastic clash. I don't know how anything beats the two of these horses. Therefore, you know, if you're really gutsy and you like making a little bit of profit, $2.60 and $2.80 in a two-horse race, well, you can make money out of that. Okay. You know, the area I'm willing to play, I think Cascadian was super in the All-Star Mile.
He was.
I think he'll run a place. I'd be willing to risk A Tissue. Look, if you get beaten by A Tissue, you get beaten. I don't think she's going as good as what she has in the past. Mare, A Tissue?
Yeah. Mare.
Yeah. It's a bit of a brain fade. I don't think she's going as good as what she has in the past, albeit she did win last start. So I'd be willing to risk her and Cascadian there. Legado willing to risk him as well, and Riff Rocket, I'll be surprised. So looks a clear race in two, and Cascadian pretty much has the third dividend sewn up in my books. But interesting Australia Cup. I think it's going to be a great spectacle. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be interesting to see how aggressive they are with Pride of Jenny, if they adopt the same tactics and with as much vigor and aggression as they did in the All-Star Mile. That'll be very interesting. Now, obviously, relative to 2,000 meters, of course, you'd think that they probably have to. And I think the smaller this field gets, the more it probably plays, you know, into their hands of being super aggressive because there won't be as much pressure. But there's also another way of thinking, well, Mr. Brightside will be closer in the run, Dino. Smaller field advantage, who?
I think smaller field advantage, probably Mr. Brightside can settle that a little bit closer, especially 2,000 meters. I think 1,600 meters, you can still turn the jets on in a small field. I think 2,000 meters, you got to time it so well. But in saying that, you'd probably suggest that 16 is probably the pet trip for both of them, maybe, albeit we saw Mr. Brightside run so well in a Cox Plate last year. So barrier, I think, determines who it probably suits more. To be honest,
really interested. It could go one of either way. It could go either way, and we could, on reflection, we might think, "Oh wow, that actually suited Pride of Jenny more." But great race. Can't wait to watch it. Speaking of good races, Tankard Stakes, post impression as well. He was absolutely dominant on Saturday. Does he turn up? The betting suggests he does. $2.80 favorite.
Does.
And the reason why the betting suggests he does is because the next horse is Buckaroo at $6. Military Mission $6. Ash Run $8. Tom Kitten. Please don't dive into this. Dino, $8. Boys D'Argent, 11. More Felons, 11. Athabascan, 15. A Sea Wolf, 15. I'll kick off here, Dino. If Sea Wolf can turn up in this field off a 7-day backup off of what he did, I think he'd be well in here. I think he'd be really hard to beat. It's worth an each way bet. However, I have absolutely no confirmation and absolutely no idea if the horse is going here. But we'll do some research, and if we can get some information, we'll chuck it up on the YouTube channel. If we get the okay, we'll let you know if that's a bet. If Post Impressionist comes to this race, which I'd be a little bit surprised if they did, to be completely honest. And I think that the noms in there, it's not really their style to do this, to back them up off 7 days, and you're there to win a Sydney Cup. Like, he'll probably win a Sydney Cup, all things being equal. But there's a bit of time between now and the Sydney Cup, Dino. He's the best horse to race. He'll win the race if he turns up. But whether or not they go there is a completely different thing. How do you see the Tankard Stakes?
Yeah, well, I'm going to treat it. I think if he goes there, he's mighty hard to beat. But I think the two, though, I want to have a little place bet on. Military Mission was really good late against Post Impressionist last start. The stable echoed that he probably needed the run, and up in distance now was terrific setup for him. And Boys D'Argent, he scratched out of last week and saved himself for this week. And I think if you go back to his run in the Caulfield Cup over the similar distance, he was outstanding. So I think you can have a place bet, $3.50 on Boys D'Argent and $2.25 on Military Mission. If Post Impressionist goes, we're still safe in the regards to place bet. And if he doesn't go, we're just licking our lips because I think their runs just become a little bit easier as well, Gano. So two little place bets there.
That's good from you. It's a good pivot and caught me off guard, and I like it. I really like it. So punters, get around that. That's a strong play from Dino. You've stolen my gear. You've stolen my gear. That's the kind of stuff that I do. Hey, Vinery Stud, this looks like a cracking race as well. Orchestral, I can't wait to see what she's got under the hood there. She's been ultra impressive in New Zealand. Comes up against the Aussie staying type in Zardozi, who everyone reckons is going to win a Melbourne Cup after what we saw, but so is Post Impressionist. So they all can't win. But Zardozi, $3.50. Orchestral off the top, $2.10. Zardozi, $3.50. Kimochi, $6. Tropical Squall, $6. Autumn Angel, $8. And longer the rest. Dino, how do you see the Vinery Stud Stakes of 2024?
Yeah, well, if you listen to the media and everything, I think Orchestral turns up at wins. Rating sort of suggests that. Obviously, the Kiwis do it really well in this race. They run this race last year with Prowess, and all reports are that Orchestral's better than her. So J-Max booked, if I'm not wrong, which gives a big push for that horse. I would lean her way. Is there any juice in the price now? I'm probably going to ban myself from chiming into horses at $2 in all-in markets. I think we'll probably get the same price on Saturday with gates, jockeys, everything confirmed. And you've got to be a little bit careful with the Kiwis, don't we? They can sometimes say they're coming and then they go to a different race or something like that. So I don't want to get caught off guard.
Yeah.
But all things being equal, I think if she turns up, she wins this race, can I?
And we have to touch on it, but Rose Hill rail out 5 meters, which will be very, very interesting. It's meant to be a pretty dry week here in Sydney. And Well, rails out 5 meters, that gets us to those good lanes because, you know, to be frank, what we've seen so far is with the rail on the true lanes, sort of 1 to 5, have been nothing short of legless
cast.
At both meetings, completely cast, and you can't be there. You're now going to get to a dry deck that's had a bit of compaction, and it's going to be dry all week. The temperatures aren't up. And when the temperatures aren't up, they don't irrigate as much. So I think you're going to see a very hot and fast Rosehill track.
Rosehill track.
I think you're going to be looking for on-speed runners. Tropical Squall, not getting the right price to bet. You might get the right price come Wednesday when they open the markets. And if you can get something Tropical Squall $2 plus to run a place, then that becomes a great bet. Orchestra is probably the horse to beat here. I just can't be playing at that price, $2.10. So the Spruik's enormous. She'll probably come out and win. I hope she does. Be great for New Zealand Racing to have another good one. Geez, they really struggle, don't they? Please.
Yep.
They're flying.
They're probably the biggest winner of this prize money increase, aren't they? Do they just pop across? Thank you. Head back. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, they're flying. So full credit to them. And be good to see if Zardozi can come out and produce something as well. But yeah, really no bet race until we get to Wednesday, at which point Tropical Squall, the place, could definitely become a play for me. Hey, Dan, there's a few other races going around. Doncaster Prelude, just a bit of a public service announcement with this one. Another wheel. I can't. It just does my head in here. $15.
It's 32. Yeah.
Yeah, $15 they opened, $8, and it's last on the order of entry.
I think it needs 14 scratchings in that entry order of entry to even make the field.
It needs 14 horses to come out. Just stay away from it. Like, honestly, do not back it with someone else's money. If Dino gave you 50, put it in your pocket, don't back it. Because the likelihood of this horse going there, it's like... It's more
it
chance
a miracle, of, to be honest.
It's more chance of winning this and the Doncaster and the Cox Plate than actually getting a start in the field this Saturday. So it will most likely go to the benchmark 88, I believe, and it'll probably start $1.50. But if you can get anything $2 prior to that, oh boy, that will be a bet. Hey, let's have a look at the Tullock Stakes. It's a race I was pretty keen on, sort of just digesting, chipping away at. A Weimark comes here. Well, I think it was a Newcastle, might have been a Newcastle class one, and then it came here and won last time in what I thought was a very, very moderate race, like a proper average race. How did you see Weimark?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Obviously, when we get out of these sort of staying trips, you can come from sort of those lesser races. Do I want to try and read the price? Probably not. I think a couple behind it have probably better runs on the board compared to it. It's going to be a bit of a hype horse because of the distances it's been winning by, but I'm not sure.
Let's have a look at the market.
Winning.
Yeah, so you're spot on, Dino. You mentioned the price, and we haven't gone there yet. Weimark, $2.50. Kintyre, $4.50. Solcote, $6. Tannhauser, $8. Zipaway, $8. There's a couple of horses there. Weimark, as we discussed, coming out of benchmark 78 and a midway class one. Now, whilst the wins have been impressive, I don't think anything behind those have come out and done anything. At $2.50 is poison, ludicrous, won't start $2.50. I don't even think it'll start favourite. What do you like?
Yep, I thought Soul Coats was an all right price to back here as a place bet. I liked him last start, albeit a little bit iffy. I think this is a much easier field. His trials are too good. He had that little sort of in-between setup, so I think he'll improve sharply here, but it's not a race I'm going to be diving into too heavily, but if I had to chip away at anything, it'd be probably Soul Coats, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I'm pretty keen to be with Tannhauser, albeit a horse that doesn't really win at a turn.
No.
But $8, that was pretty good. As SP'd $41, but ran well and truly above that $41 price, beaten four lengths by Zardozi, doing its best work late, goes what, from the 1,500 to 2,000. I think it's the best horse to race. I think $8 is enough to have a bet. Zip Away, they bet a decent enough price of that. I think they might have put up 10s. It's now 8s. They were going to send it to the paddock. Probably wins with another 10 meters on Saturday at the Valley. So they're the two in the race. I won't back Zip Away now just purely because they thought they're going to paddock, and it's probably an afterthought. And I think single figures is a bit silly to take of an afterthought that hasn't drawn a barrier or nothing's unfolded yet. So Tannhauser at the $8, great each way play. Hey, plenty of other big races on Saturday. Neville Selwood, Star Kingdom, Emancipation, Doncaster Prelude. Do you have any other plays across the weekend? Any early in play, early all in plays?
Tongue twister. Star Kingdom Stakes, I wanted to touch on. 1,200 metres, Rose Hill dry track, we just mentioned, rail out. That just screams on paces like we touched on. So horse that's the favourite currently, Shinzo, around $5. His second troll is a little bit concerning. I doubt he's going to be ready over 1,200 metres fresh, albeit that stable does run well. I think Cold Crusher and Zoo Tiger are really good two-bet play. The only concern, Zoo Tiger's, if he's going to make the race, but I'd be more than happy to back Cold Crusher. He's only beaten 2.5 lengths last up by Lady Lagoon, I think, about and co. So that reads extremely well. He's a horse who gets better deeper into his prep. Look for the blinkers to go back on. And I think around $6.225 a place, I think he's an outstanding bet in the Star Kingdom Stakes. I'm just trying to look for a little bit. There's a little bit of speed in the race, but he has that great pattern where you can lead, take a sit in the first couple. I think he's a really good all-in bet, Star Kingdom Stakes there, Gunner.
Love it. Yep. My best all-in play over the weekend will just be Tannhauser each way, $8, $2.40. I think it's the right price. You look, you might find that he starts that price anyway. So I don't really think you have to necessarily chime in. I'll just have like, if I was betting a unit each way on him, I'd have like 0.25 now and have the rest on.
Yep.
Come Saturday. Righto. That's it. That's it for the this week of futures markets. Do you have anything going around midweek on a Wednesday at the Kenzo for the punters?
I do. I got a little... I'll have a bet on Wednesday, and then I have a little futures play as well. So race one, number four, Imperial Force, the first starter for Chris Waller, James McDonald's in the saddle. It should turn up and win this race. Gate one, Kenzo's been playing leaderish. It's a big, strong Snitzel Colt. It will be winning race number one. Race number three, Gano, it is a little spectacle because it's a setup for the Percy Sisk Stakes. The current favorite, User Pen, she goes really, really well. She's about $2.50 for the race. It's a big field. I'd suggest... I'm going to wait to see if I back her on Wednesday. But if I was the listeners out there, I would be chiming into her in futures markets for the Percy Sykes. I think she's around $50-odd. You might get 26s now. So I'll be backing race one, Imperial Force, and have a Percy Sykes futures bet on User Pin, number 11 in race three in Kenzo on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes, mate. I love you. You're all over it. I'm in User Pin. I know you've steered us into User Pin on SEN, doing your radio, doing your trial time, and even might have sent one out to subs. And I went and had a look at that. I actually took a bit of the $3, I think $2.60 now on Wednesday.
Mm.
It's the best horse to race. And I think the biggest push you can get out of the race is there was a stablemate, Magilla,
yep.
That would have been ridden by Chris Waller. Jeez, I'm having a stinker today. By J-Mac, trained by Chris Waller for Yulong. They've scratched it, suggesting it probably won't ever go to the Percy Sykes, I'd imagine, given the timing of things. And this looks like one of the great sort of bets now and futures players. And I can tell you there's still $51 available if you have a good hard look. Doesn't take that long. Just have a look. You'll find $51. But full credit to you for finding that, Dino, because it's $26 most places. And I think you suggested about a bet at about 100-1. So we'll be cheering User Pin, Randwick Race 3, number... What a number is that? Number 11. And Rainwick or Race 1, Dino, your other best bet? Number four,
Imperial Force. Yep.
There you go. Looking for a J-Mac.
Two-year-old assault.
J-Mac hopefully. Waller, two-year-old assault. That's where you do your best work. Look, short and sharp this week. Louis Willoughby, he'll be back. Roosters will no doubt have another win of their belt, and hopefully he goes nowhere near the field on on Friday night against the Penny Panthers. Dino, keep doing your stuff. DeanWatling.com. And to get all your gear, go to thegreattipoff.com. Search McGannon to get mine. And away we go, mate. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Gannon, and keen for next week. Tune in, fellas.
Bye for now.